Ta idei terüli mencs, Haftalet, Tevész, Tavsin Pjálev, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Brought in the Sefer told us Aaron from the Tzaddik of Aaron of Shetomer that in Shevovim is a man that tefillahs are mekubel like aseres yimetshuva. So it's mechuva we all know Chazal Darshan Dirshu Hashem bimotzo ikru bi yitzikoruf. And the Sefer Sheres Yisrael from Yisrael Dov Valednik, the great Talmud of the Magid of Chernobyl, he brings even more that just like that Shevovim is the Siyum b'mes digmar of the Avoid of Tishri, right? And he says, even Nachmer, because we know that those Averis, that even Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, you get Kaporos Licha on in the days of Shoivim. And it's Merubis in the Gemara in Chagiga, Dafte Zvav, the famous story with Elisha ben Avuya. And a Baskel came out and said, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim, Chutz Me'achem. So the Sheir Yisrael, the Valednikar Taiches, even those Averis that are called Chutz and Acher, your chutz from the pargud of Kedusha. Nevertheless, the Baskel cries out, Shuvu banim shayvu. And araya dertzu, I saw the Mashgiach brings in a monositecha, meiritika vort, tifa vort. We use for these weeks that we read the Seder of Geula from Parashat Shmos, Sul Mishpatim. It's called shayvu, based on this pasuk in Yirmiyah, capital Gimel, Shuvu banim shayvu. Yeah? The Churish tells us the kasha. It's an obvious question. The Gemara says in Yuma Dapivov that there's four chiluke kapora. Overall mitzvahs asay einizos mishom at shemeichle shenemar shuvu bonim shivavim. Rachman olzan alois to say is shuva is toile and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Then there's things Rachman olzan you need other tikkun. Shtelzuch the shaila. The Gemara is saying the pasuk shuva bonim shivavim is referring from for an asay which is cow. Right? For a lois to say, right? How could you use the same shevovim on averes which are chomer shebechamures? Is the charai, say this for, we have a principle in life that a kriya meireres hazman. And therefore, it's brought in Sfarim Akdashim of the Bebin of Shisk and others from Tzadikim, that one has to learn the parshas of Geula, of Galus and Geula, with the same amkus and tifkat, you learn a shver toysus, horrivin. And once you become this atzim, you find yourself as if you, who atzma yotzami mitzrayim, and therefore you yourself could be mishtatev, you participate in the geula of yitzias mitzrayim, upon which it says, yidin were erim ve'erim, and they were mushki in memte shari tumav le'yuchulus ameyeh, and afal became, they had a geula. So these are days that the lowest of low, wherever a person finds himself, you could find a Yeshua. And therefore, there's a famous Targum Yonason ben Uzil on this week's parasha, which he says on the pasuk Vayar Elokimus bnei Yisrael Vayeda Elokim. Says the Targum, read the lashon. It's a meridi. Targum Yonason. The Chomo Hashem Tzar Shibudoyin de bnei Yisrael. Right. The Eibishter saw the Tzar, the pain of the Shibud. Is that what? V'goli kadmo yastyufta da'avdu bitumora. It was known to the Eibishter, the tshuva, that Yidin did, tomir, hidden, right? D'layoda anosh b'chavri. One person didn't know that the other person, b'chavri chadorim, did tshuva. B'emes is a b'chilta. The same Targum Yonason is a b'chilta vis-a-vis here, v'yedolikim, is a b'chilta in Parshas Yisro. I've said countless times, the Margile Bepume, I heard this from Rav Hutner. He used to say, a famous word, he said, Shuva is not the Pshat Besever, and Shuva is the Pshat Andeshver. As the Rambam, because Shuva says so many simonim, you find that about Shuva, in the way he conducts himself in everyday life. What's Pshat Yidin did Shuva, right? And Layoda Inish Bechavri. No one knew. L'churi, you could tell if a person's about Shuva. is the chareiye al korchach muzmin zogin. That the tshuva was not a tshuva shleima, it's not the b'maylus tshuva. It was a tshuva only in the heart, and yet that's a tshuva. And the Gaon, Rav Chaim Brim, Rav Shivan, Rishon, various places, square, he used to say, this is the targum yoinison for tshuva. This is the ikur. That you could think you need hecher madregas in tshuva, but a tshuva, even which is tomun balev, is also incredibly important. And therefore, I say all the time, famous word from Moshe Kubriner, who said, when Moshe comes to the Sneh, famous Mara Sneh, the Eibishter tells him, Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. You have to get rid of the nal, the upschlussing, the, what do you call it in English, the locks of raglecha, of your regilus and your teva, your customs, your habits, and your conventions, right? Why? Ki amokir ma'asharata image. Olav ad maskoid. Vudu bis, wherever you are, and whatever maimidum matzav, you bishval hamadregis, wherever you standing, you create, it becomes ad maskoidish. Al derach tzadikim tayit, shvahavtas, Hashem alikecha, chazal darshin, shelo yehe libcha chol lekalmok. Not that you shouldn't be argue with the Eibush. Wherever you're in a certain mokim, in a certain situation, right? Don't argue. The Eibush to put you in that situation, and there, wherever you're standing, is Admas Kodesh. Ulahoyer, just to point out, Admas Kodesh, Admas Kodesh, right, is Gimatria 861, which is Gimatria Beis Hamikdash, which is Gimatria Rosh Hashanah. Right? Which means that wherever you are, you can make it to Beis Hamikdash, and it becomes a Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning, a new start. And Mokim Ato, it says in Sforum, is Gematria 596. What 596? You know you have a mezuzah? Who says this? The Olamei from the Bukovsky. A mezuzah on the other side of the klaf, there's three shemus. Yeah, Chav Vav Zayin. Yeah, no, yeah. Which is Gematria Yogur, 213. Okay? Yeah? Yeah? And what name do you have on the outside of the mezuzah? The other name, Shindalad Yud, which is 314. And mezuzah gufa is Gimatria 65. How much is New Rabbi Sternbuch? 213, 314, and 65? 592, which is Gimatria Mokim Ato. In other words, wherever you are, the Eibishter is Shemer Dalsus Yisrael, right? By the way, take a guess. How many times in Chumash does the name Yisrael appear? 592. Very good. Sorry. You did a quick calculation. I got it. Right. Wherever a Yid is, the Eibishter guards him, right? And wherever he is potentially Admas Kodesh. And therefore, Lahoyer, the Sfas Emes of Brijan says, Shal na lecha mi al raglecha is Gimatria 913, which is Gimatria. You don't got to go, I'll give you a hint, you don't got to go very far in Chumash. Gracious. So I thought, what's the shot? That wherever you are, shal nalech, you get rid of your hergelus and the locks that are holding you back, you could start voracious, a new beginning. All right? In Gerada, in Sipur Chassidim, there's a famous story, I say this every year. A chassid once went to Tver Shleima, Holy Radomsker. And he went to the Rebbe, he gave his kvittel, and then he said, Rebbe, I just reminded myself, on the way here to Radomsk, I met a Yid ibn Aderfel on the way, and he told me I should be masked by the Rebbe, Achoyle, Onu, she needs Refu Shleim. But because of Tultule Haderach, I forgot his name. But for Shleim is, how could I daven if I don't know Shmoy V'Shem Iman? No. The for Shleim is, Fadveki. And then he said, maybe his name was Ploini Bas Ben Ploinis. He said, Spol Rebbe, wow, yeah. Now I remember, that was it. So everyone's standing around. They were in the shtoimim, often Ruch HaKodesh. So the first time it's not Ruch HaKodesh. It says in the beginning of this parasha, Ve'ele Shmuyus B'nei Yisrael HaBoim Mitzrayim, the name of every Yid, every old Neshamus Yisrael, at Soif Kol HaDoiris, is inscribed in the first pasuk, Ve'ele Shmuyus B'nei Yisrael. So if you have your Zachiar Uz, you don't have to, your eyes are open, you could see everybody's name in this pasuk, Ve'ele Shmuyus. Okay, you know, Shkoyach. If I knew how to do if I knew how to do such things, I wouldn't be the rabbi in Holy Land now, would I? Right? But what's Pshat? What's the Musa Haskell? The Tver Shleim had Ruch HaKodesh, Gevalt. You know, that's why he's the Rebbe. Right? And the pshat is every year that Seif Kol HaDeiris, he could participate in the Geula of Mitzrayim. He could also be in Aryan Ve'Aryan, in the Memtesh Aritumah, and the Eibishter could schlep him out. And that felt also the famous Medrash. Vayomas Yosef Chol Echov Chol HaDeir, who v'nei Yisrael Paro v'yishutu. So the Medrash comments, famous Medrash, Afal Pisha Meis Yosef Chol Echov, even though Yosef HaTadik and all his brethren, the Shiftika, passed away, Ober Elikeim Shel Eilu Limeis. Their God, their deity, didn't die. Everybody, the Medrash pili plus. The Chiddush in Medrash. And the Eibish, that's why it's called, what Chiddush only came to Eilu Limeis. No, you could perhaps say, Meile, a person, Halta Madriga, Yusuf HaTadik, whatever. Tadik Zadol. Ober, Chaltnish Derbay. Right? So you could be Miyayish and throw your hands up. And in my place, with my wife, and my kids, and my boss, and my chol, and the rabbi, and the chazan, and the whatever, I'm lost. There's no hope for me. Right? Ober Elikeim Shel Eilu, even though Meis Yosef, all that symbolizes, Ober Elikeim Shel Eilu is still there. And that's by the famous word I said countless times. The Kotzker said it, the Rav Mishra says it, by Bas Pari in this week's parasha. She puts out her hand together and says, a miracle! And it went, I don't know how many Bachalikas, how many Amis it went up. She tells the Shaila, so why did she stick out her hand if Luchura, the Tevas Moshe, is a million miles away? Is the Charaya, I say this all the time, a Yid has to do what he has to do, right? Don't worry if it makes sense, I'll be teva, not Elikeim Shel Eilu Limes, right? And the Yid is not bound by, when the Iker Kvetch here is, said countless times, the famous word from the Holy Rapshitzer in Zerah Kodesh, it says in Pasuk, Tchilu Limikroi Kodesh, when a Yid wants to have a Shaychus to Kedusha, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shvalamats of Kal Yisrael were in, and the Eibishter schlepped us out. And he teaches the Amiridic of words, a Yisoid in life. It's not just a word, it's not a Yisoid. Vigadet o Levincha Bayoim Hu Leimer, Bavurze Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim. What do you have to tell your children? What's the Iker message of Yiddishkeit? Bayoim Hu. Think of today. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Right? By Yoimahu, by Yosef HaTzadik, in last week's parasha, they bless the two children. Right? Vayevorchem by Yoim Hahu Lemer. The Iker Bracha is a Yidl Gedenkin today. My Rebbe, the Mendel Futtefas, who's a Mashpia, like, Yosef HaTzadik, a legend in his time. I had this chus when I was a Bacher in Yeshiva. I used to learn with him every day private. I had a private one on one. And I always wondered, he had like Yusuri Eve 100 times. He had all his children died except for one. He was in Siberia, like in a gulag, I didn't know what to eat. I remember in Yeshiva, there was a bacher who had his face, he needed skin, like a dermatologist. You know? So he went to B'nai Brak, he said, a bacher from Chabad, he'll give free service. Why? Because he was in the gulags with Remendel, and he remembered how he made out of a sackcloth that he put together, he made a talis, he remembered how he broke his hand, he didn't have to work on Shabbos. He remembered he was on a ship, they were taking him from one gulag to another, on an icy ship in the Arctic, whatever, and he jumped off the ship to be able to go to Mikveh, he had a leg and he was near water. Right? Unbelievable, whatever. And yet, with all his sorrows, and he was for years running away from the KGB, he never, whatever. How is it the most happiest person they ever met? How is a person? There was once a story that he once was in a hospital in Yishlayim, and he met there a Shabbos, and he met there a guy, they were shtarmel, but whatever, and this guy is wearing a hospital, whatever, begotten you were in hospital, and usually you daven by Rav Arlach, you daven by Rav Arlach. Shabbos, kulis of rock, thousands of people, and Nebuch Eina Alain, he's in the hospital, the guy is so tzabroch, and he's so miyuy, right? So he saw Remendel, he saw Tayyid with Tzir. He says, Remendel says, I was in Siberia, you think I had a Steinmel with a Bekesher, with anything? No, right? Or but how does a Yid, so I remember, Ketoy Lev HaMelech Bayoyin, when he was, you call in England, in his cups, you know, after Fabringen, he had a lot to drink, right? So Remendel made up his own niggin to the tune of Nezerich Chopshi. Sinetok hein Nechtin, Sinetok hein Morgin, 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 Sinetok h the yisoid in life. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Don't be doyig daigas mocher. Think of vaygada to levincha bayeimahu. All you got is the shtikla hain. What do I always tell people in my shul? Yesterday is a famous expression. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. Therefore, it's called, every day is a gift. Therefore, it's called the present. Bayeimahu. Ein va'ata ela tshuva. Don't ligzach in yesterday and past faults, past flaws. Don't ligzach worry about tomorrow. Haint. Ein va'ata ela tshuva, Chazal say. I saw a beautiful vort. First of all, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, I think Rav Shor brings it, Lekev Halivu, Moshel Madover Doima. It's put in Sfarim, this Moshel. A Yid has a loch, a chor, a hole in his roof. You know what happens? You have a roof, a hole in your roof? It leaks in. It leaks in. Your house, your room is, you know, waterlogged and to broken, and the furniture and the clothing. You fell. What do? You have a loch in your roof. So you could say, I'll have to be misakin all the churban of the in the binyan, in my house, in my clothing. Yeah. As long as you don't fix the leak, right? So next time it'll rain, we'll invite another churban. What does it help to make misakin if you have the same churban? Is this forum say, you could misakin all the tikkunim and fast pay dalat hanesim and whatever, right? But until you get rid of the leaks, you're going to shred. So, anoshim ker kenu. I've discussed this many times. Like, there's a whole, you know, if you ask me what's one of the major differences between Musar and Chassidim, right? Musar deals a lot with Sur Meira, and Chassidim L'chura deal with Asay Toiv more, the Hagoshev. But you should know, but I know time to elaborate. We discussed this once in the past. In the world of Chassidim, there was also a great Machlikas Sadikim. Where do you start? Sur Meira or Asay Toiv? David Melech says Sur Meira or Asay Toiv. And that was the Shita of Pinchas Korosur and Pinchas Lotshever and Reb Shaya Ludinovitzer, and it's brought in all this for the ruptures it brings from his father, Reb Nachman Mendel of Linz. Shav lachem mashkim mekum ma'achri shevis. It's futile. When you do a mitzvah, sasei is a kum vasei. Allah used to say is b'shev al taisen. Shav lachem mashkim mekum. It's futile to be always chapin mitzvahs and madrigas and learning another about Gemara. When, as the famous Bar Hetu says, a person's a rosho, like putting a kosher piece of meat, glad kosher, the cow had a shtreimel, spoke Yiddish, whatever, I'll get right, right? Or Bar Kol's man is going into a pot, and the pot is treif, right? So the Pashas Pasuk says, David HaMelech said, L'rosho omer likim malach ol esaper chukim. And as the famous Bar Hetu in Tavkuf Ayin Aleph famously says, right, your moisiv chayas in klipa. You do stories when they're Meilech, Tchliz, whoever, the Bittle Bells, whatever. They went to the Tish, and all these holy people sitting there, like these, who were wearing vices, zubitzes. And he walked out of his room, one of the weeks of Shavuot, and he said, Abba Vos Tupin mit the Bar Hetiv. Went back to his room. Go, Kolam, they were all out of their minds. They were all at a place with no wheels. Vos Tupin mit the Bar Hetiv. Shavuot Chemeshkimikum. The Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, the farmer could plant and whatever, but until you get rid of the rocks and the weeds and all the negativity, you're being Moisif Chayas in Klip. Klip is Klip. It only exists because it steals from Kedusha. And therefore, Lechuri have to first have the Sur Meirah. Right? Nevertheless, the Magid of Mezrich, who is the successor of the Baal Shem Tiv, and so is like the Achro and Sforim, the Shatzer Rebbe from London. Whole arichas in this, and he says, the end of the day, the achro of gedolei atzadikim, right, was that today befrat bismaneinu the ikur is the asei toiv, and at the magid of Mezrich Taich, sur meira how, through the asei toiv, when you shed light, right, there's an expression in America. One of the politicians said, I'm not quote American politician at the moment, but one of them said, sunshine is the best disinfectant. You want to get rid of the avance and all the creeping, crawling, whatever? Shed light. The famous Sefer Teres Chaim from Yisrael Chaim of Piston, one of the great tzaddikim, he was Meshamish, 100 tzaddikim of the generation. And he said he was by the Shpola Zeda, who's also a Talmud from Rebbe Koritzer from that school of thought. And he told him, first comes Sur Meira, and then I say Toy. And there's all kind of rayas. Told us that way. He came to the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, and he said, yeah, that's the derech of Beis Shammai, right? And Kiyudua, the Rebbe Pinchas, the Alter Rebbe was by Rebbe Pinchas Korosor, who was much older, he's a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And he told him that 7 years he spent of his life to recognize what is emes and what is sheker. Kiyudua, Rebbe Pinchas Korosor, kanoi on midas emes. Then it took him 7 years to be oikir the mid of sheker, and then another 7 years to implant emes. Because his avoid was first sur meira, and then asay toif. But Alter Rebbe said that is kederech beis shamay. Or Rebbe Hill said, not kalda kamoishrihi, or kalda noah v'chasudu. And he explained it al derech lamed Hashem, and that's the machlokes bar Chanukah, whether you're poiches v'hoilich, or if you're doing sur meira, you're poiches v'hoilich. If you're doing asay toif, it's moishri v'hoilich. Right? And that's why the Sfarim say, in the Torah, Parshas Nosi, if anyone remembers, which comes first? First is Parshas Soita, and then comes right afterwards Parshas Nosi. Why? Kalaroya Soita Bikilkula Yazar Asi Minayai. Rebbe Yudah Nosi made Mishnayos, and he also put Nosir and Soita back, in Bavli at least, back to back. But the wrong order. First comes Nosir, Nizorim Nosir, then comes Soita. Is the Charaya in Emesin, right? We'll soon discuss Sadiqim. First you have Soito, which is Emes Sumera, the Emes of Kilgu. What's your response to that? Afterwards you come to Nozer and Israel, come to Rishay, Ibn Ezra, you become a melech over yourself, right? Abi Rebbe was a time of Golos, and he realized what's happened in Kal Yisroel. And if you're going to wait for Sur Meira before you do Asay Toiv, you're going to wait a long, long time, right? If when Rebbe was Mesada the Mishnah, first he made Mesechta Nozir Asay Toiv, Nezir Likim Al Rishay, and afterwards comes Soita. And that's, right, there's actually a beautiful story I just saw. There's a sefer called B'kudecha Asicha from Rabbi Teubenfeld, who's a mashpia in Skver. Very fine work. It brings a meisen nir that by the Selish Rav, there was a Talmud move from one of the great Talmudim, and he was learning, whatever the story of him, and he was learning a Zoyer and Parashas Miketz. Zoyer says that Yosef did not the libris zochel and malchus le'elu malchus le'lesat. Yosef atzadik, he was zoichet to malchus shemayim and down here, le'lesat, down here. He saw this, it pierced his heart, these words. He said, that's why I'm not a melech over myself. I've been a garnish. Right? He put the Talmud put his head on the shtender, he started crying, he was out of the world. Suddenly the Seil Shurov, his rabbi walks in. His mama Shurov HaKadosh. Maybe he knew you guys like depressed, to show him, you know, what he's not depressed about, what he said for Shul Chmanis, what come up around the raisins. He understood what, you know. He immediately went over to him, but he didn't know what he was thinking, what Zoyer he was learning, you know. He said to him in this week's Parashah V'Shteit, Vayokam Melech Chodosh Ashele Yodazi. Even a person does it, not in the Madreig of Yosef Noiter Apris, or you could still be Zoychel Malchus. In this week's parasha, which the pasuk in Tilim, says the Chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyev, Sodom u'mayla, for whom l'shomer, next pasuk l'shomer brisoi, right? Who l'zoichrei pekudav. So that's one madrega of shomer brisoi. There's another madrega, a new madrega, ule zoicher pekudav. What does pekudav mean? Miloshen vayipokid mokum David. Was felt, right? Even if a person halt nish by madregas Yosef, or by lezoicher pekudav, he realized what was felt, and he wants to be misakin himself, right? Yes, and therefore, he's also rotzi before the bashef. And it's a beautiful word. I thought it's a big raya to what I'm saying. This week's parasha, there's a famous Rishim Shnoster Polder. Pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem ki sorlers." Moshe goes to the burning bush, and he's veering that way. Vayar Hashem ki sorlers. What's ki sorlers? So everyone knows the Gemara in Pesachim. We've discussed this. Bikish Yankil the Galles is aketz. Yankil Avinu wanted to reveal redemption. When the stal could be made, the Shechina left. So the Rishon Shapolu Hashem Yikam Dama. It's a famous word. What's going? Bikish Yankil the Galles aketz. Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim, and all Golosin are all connected to Bechiras Yosef. Kiyadu, I'm not going to. And he says, Asher Alkin, there were 10 people, 10, not people, 10, 10 individuals who were involved in Mechiras Yosef, right? One second. And by Mechiras Yosef, they were Poygim in Shem Eke, Aleph Ke Yud Ke, which is 21, right? Yes? How much is mathematicians 10 times 21? 210. Therefore, how long was Golas Mitzrayim? Redu, 210. Makes sense? Fine. I don't know if it makes sense to you, but okay, I don't know if you understand. Okay, the line is it. 10 times Eke is 210. Says Rav Yehoshua Tzipora, it's a mighty thing of our time. I'm hacking your chinek a bit, right? Yankiv Avinu ever thought there were only 9 Shvatim involved in Mechiras Yosef. Right? Aye, but it says 10. 10, right? 10 times 21. Because they were Mitzarev, the Bezin was Mitzarev to Shechina Imon. So, since you Mitzarev to Shechina, you have 10 times 21, 210. Or Bar Yankiv didn't know that they were Mitzarev to Shechina. So he made a cheshbon. There's only what? 9. How much is 9 times 21? 189. So what year will be the Ketz? In year 190. B case Yankiv Legalois S Haketz. That in year 190, that will be the Gula. Where do you go wrong? Where was the cheshbon wrong? He didn't know that the Shechina was Mesurafi Moam as number 10, and therefore the cheshbon is wrong. Gorgeous, fantastic, brilliant. Adds another word. That's in this week's parasha. Vayar Hashem Kisorlers. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Kisor. What's the gematria of Sor? 260. Which you don't got to be a genius. I mean, you are a genius, but you don't have to be a genius, right? For this, right? That Sor, that what happened. He made a cheshbon. That 10. I know the cheshbon that the Shechin was with them. So it's 10 times Havaya. 10 times 26 is 260. Yes? Yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu made the cheshbin 10 times Havai. What the reality, 260 years. The reality was it's only 10 times Eke. What's leaked though? I mean, it's like these are words, you know, earth is porous. Just confuse people, okay? It's a. The Shem Havai is brought in Tikkun Ezoir, is Yud Kei plus Vovke. Yud Kei, it says in Tikkun Ezoir, corresponds to Mitzvah Lois Hussein. And Vav Kei is Mitzvah Sasei. You want to explain it simply? Because Vav Kei is the Gilui down here. Like Ramolik, you know? Kiyotel Kei is Yud Kei. Davish in heaven, you know, in Atzilu somewhere, that Yud Kei. Vav Kei is the Gilui, the Six Midas, Malchus down here, Lusat. Okay. Which, by the way, is... Right? So Yud Kei is Kineget Sur Mira, Mitzvah Lois Hussein. Vav Kei is Mitzvah Sasein, Asei Toiv. Right? Oh, yeah. Right? Therefore, in the end of the whatever, after this, by the SNES story, it says there, Vayomer Oido Likim al Moshe, Koyusoymer al Bnei Yisrael, Hashem al Ikeav, Yisechem al Ikeav, Avram al Ikeav, Yitzhak al Yankiv, right? Shlachani al Ikeav, the Ibrisha sent me, Ze Shmi le Oilom, Vze Zichri le Dor Vador. Everyone knows, like, this on a, you don't have to be a Kabbalist, everyone knows the basic Tikkun Zoyer and Dagdama Dalid, that Shmi, is gematria 350 plus Yud K 365. What do I got? That is a fantastic, wonderful, inspiring piece of information, but totally irrelevant to what I'm talking about. Shin Samach Hei is the number of mitzvahs lo yisusein, right? Zichri, what's the gematria of Zichri? Hello, is anyone like? 2 what? 237. Plus Vov K, which corresponds to Asayin. 248. So I see from this. Yud K is connected to Asayin, and Vov K is connected to Asayin. Right? Says the Mori Naim, from Nachum Chernobler, right, in Parashat Bereishis. Therefore, we have the word Aveira, the negative thing. Negative. Aveira is Ovar Yud K. You transgressed on the Yud Kei. You're an Aveir. You're a Mais of Merida against Melech Malchi Amloch. Mitzvah is Mem Tzadik Vav Kei. Because you do a mitzvah, Asei, Bekum Vasei, you put on tefillin, you whatever. You're connected to Vav Kei. Allah is to say, you're putting him in Yudke. So far, so good. By the way, Mem Tzadik is Yudke Bat Bash. That's what's called a mitzvah. But that Bash, you know, you got to figure out Bash. When you were 5 years old, you didn't know that. Right? So in the mitzvah, the Gilui is what the mitzvah say is the Vavke. By the Lois to say, it's the, you're putting him in Yudke. Right? The fees I understand, famous Arachayim HaKadosh, this week's parsha. When Moshe comes to the snare, what does the Eibishter tell him? Al tikr of haloim, shal nalechem yal raglech. Al tikr of haloim, is a say or a loise to say? Loise. Al tikr, al. Yisham repent va'al, is a loise. Shal nalechem yal raglech, is an asay or a loise to say? It's an asay. Ask the Arachayim HaKadosh, which should come first, chronologically, which should come first? The Eibishter, you're wearing shoes, you're an Admas Kuidish, Bechinas Besamigdish, whatever. Yeah? First you should have told him, take off your shoes. And then, don't go any further. Because the Eibishter says the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Eibishter wanted to tell the Medea now, this is Har Sinai, this is the place of the future Matan Torah. So you want, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, the Eibishter wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu the chavivus of, that by Lois to say, is more, the Avera of a Lois to say, is more chomer than the lack ikium, the Sheval Taisa of an Asay. You with me? Hello. First comes the Lois. Therefore, that's always the expression to the Arachayim HaKadosh, Vishamartim Vasisim, Lishmer Velasis, Mishmarti Mitzvah Yisai. Always the expression, right? First comes the Loisai. Right? As the famous brought into the Shabbos from the Shail of Dinovitz, call me She'enei Baki Be'Gitin V'Kiddushin Lo Yaisikim. First comes, everyone asked the famous question, why Gitin then Kiddushin? First you get married, then you get divorced. Right? Because in order to deal with Kiddusha, first you have to have the get to Yerim Hazet, to whatever, Taivis, etc., etc. How can you do it? Right? I understand very well why Moshe Rabbeinu thought, Vayar Hashem Kiso, I'm just saying, I did my own taich, Hashem, but in Indian Ruchni is anyway right, right? Vayar Hashem Kiso, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they were praying Hashem Avaya. Because the Hashem Avaya goof is the chalaya that what's to say there on Yonim? Sur Meira, Vasei Toiv, then you have Hashem Avaya. By the way, who wrote the word Sur Meira, Vasei Toiv? That's why it says in Sforim Akdashim that David HaMelech later says, V'salachta l'man shimcha Hashem, V'salachta l'avayni kirav, what l'man shimcha Hashem? Because your name is Havayi, Yudke Vavke. First comes what you marked in first, the Yudke, then the Vavke. It's the Chalai, that Sur Mera comes before what? Asay Toiv, l'man shimcha Hashem, therefore V'salachta l'avayni kirav, Meridik Apshat. Yes? Says the Eibishter, that makes it smell a lot of sense. Shem Avaya, 10 times 26. Says the, when Moshe asked the Eibishter, when I'm going to Bnei Yisrael, and they'll ask me, what is his name? What should I tell them? Says the Eibishter, what? Ek Yashereke. What's Ek Yashereke? The famous word from, I've said many times from the Chuyza, Ek is the shame of Tshuva, whatever. But the famous word from the Yid HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, what's his name? Wait, give me your calling card, your business card. What's your name? You didn't feel that there's such a shvalamat. They've been persecuted. They can't even think straight. They can't daven. They can't learn. Right? So how could I be Zoich? And Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked the Eibishter, like, with what schus should I take him out of Mitzrayim, as Rashi says? Right? Well, so far, says the Eibishter to Moshe, Ek Asher Ek. When he is makabel on himself, I will be. After Ramban famously brings b'shem the medrash k'shem she'ata hoive imi kachani hoive imch. Granted, the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, would tell that his shvoger, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir, Rabbi Yitzchak Alter, the Eidim by the Remes, also in Nikol. He said a moyudik. He said he once was in Krenitz in Poland, Galicia, with like a spa town. You know all the. All the tzaddikim, all the gedolim used to come, their shivas, rebbes, rabbonim, come to, that was the meet. And he said, he was there in Krenitz, the Bitzik Meir altar, and he met with Ayira Oishra, a Gevir Shid, and he showed him Ksavia Kotshoy of the Chasm Soifer, a tzettel, for which this guy paid 1,000 ruble, 1,000 reinish, whatever it was in those days, a fortune, I'm going to give geld, right? And the Chum Sofer writes that it was nizgala to him in Cholim, that the pshat in Eke Asher Eke is, as you are with me, I will be with you. Right? This is the vort, right? That I'm not interested in the Shem Avaya, the past and the future, I'm interested in the Eke, the Kabbalah, Mikan Olahabo. And that's what I saw the Vina Rav brings, the Atem Advekim Bashem Ali Keichem. What if a person wants to be Dovak in the Abishter? Chayim Kulchem Ayyim. You only have to worry about the life of today. The Emes is a Nakdoma to Derek Pudech, the Mnei Sosra brings a Muridik of Vort. That's Pshat and Pirkei Ovis. Al Toimer Kishe Efne Eshne Shem Ali Tipon. Literally it means, don't wait until you have time, until you have Mduchas HaNefesh, whatever. Shem Ali, maybe you'll never be free. The Mnesosfer teaches, Al Toimir Kishe Efne Eshne. When will I start learning and start davening and start being a Elchid? Kishe Efne. When I'll get rid of all the schmutz, all the rubbish, Mikirbi, then Shema Loitipon. Maybe it'll never happen in your lifetime. Right? So Chapara Yetzt. The Vina Rav teaches, that's Pshat and Tilim. Right? The Iker is that, Midereis is Bittul Ba'al Mosagi. Right? The pasuk says, "Amarti eshmer darki michatoy bilushin eshmer olafim machzoyim by roshel neg." David Melech, David Melech told us, "Sur merav asitoyv, shvay eshmer olafim machzoyim." I have a muzzle on my mouth. How could I daven? How could I learn? But oyd roshel negdi. Yeah, there in a vase was tuter in a vein. Neelamti dumia. Shig, I silenced, I stifled. Hechesheisi mitoyv ein toyv elatoyv elatoyra. Right? Yeah. Why? Right, because Cham Libi Bekirbi, Hada Brenedig Yetzora in a Veinig, right? Yeah, and therefore, yeah, nervos. What is the next word? Cham Libi Bekirbi, Bahagigi Tevareish. Suddenly I was misboinen in the fire. Which fire? The fire of the Libas Esh by the Sne. There's a Sne. What does a Sne symbolize? Congruza Madrigas. It's a bush, the lowest of low. A sne is an ochor. It's not moiti peiris. Not only is it not moiti peiris, it has no talbis. It's a shtecht. And in the sne, there's cham libi da brenna de gitar. What did the Gemara say in Kiddushin da peiveis? Ant nura va no bisra. The gitar is a fire, and I'm a frail flesh and blood. Right? Yeah? Nevertheless, right, Bagigi Tvar Esh Dibarti Bilashani, when I realize, right, that there is this fire, right? Nevertheless, the Abishter wants to. Look, don't say Kisha Efneshna, right? Therefore, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're Nemtesh, Aritumi, you're Ndrer, whatever, Lichulis Mamea, what is the order? The Abishter Afal Pikin takes you out. Here was Asay Toiv before the Sur Meira. And therefore, what is your order at the Seder, in the 15 steps to get out of your Mitzrayim? First comes Kadesh, then comes Urchatz. So it is Kanoshim Kerkenu. By the way, I think just to add, that's Prat Hemshech of the Kapitel, he doesn't add, I'm saying, what is the Pasuk right afterwards? Hoydieni Hashem Kitziu Midas Yomei Mai, Edo Machodloni, in Itfachas Nasata Yomei, a person doesn't know my Yelad Yoy. So it's hayoyim, it's now. There's no time to whatever. And therefore, Vesruach Hatuma Avir Mena Oretz is Gimashia Parshias Shoivivim, and Shabbos Shmoyis is Gimashia Machshavis Viltiidir Chemena Nidach, and Shabbos Mavorchim Shvat is Gimashia Baruch Ato Hashem Oyev Ama Yisrael, right? And therefore, what happened on Rosh Chodesh this week is Shabbos Mavorchim. What happened by Ashti Yotachoydesh Mirbechot, right? Hoyel Moshe, Bairas Atoira Azoyis, Bairas Atoira Gimachi Shoivim Biribui, that this is a time that one can get out of, just do. And where do I, just to finish off, where do I see this in the parasha? Moshe at the Abishah tells him, go to the people and tell them, right? That what? The Eire Latzilim Yad Mitzrayim, Olisim Min Ha'oret Sahi, I'm going to take you out of Egypt, and all the Meitzer, El Eretz Toivo Rechova, to a Rechova is the opposite of Meitzer, right? El Eretz Zavos Cholov Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey, El Mokem Aknani Vachiti Vamiri Vaprizi Vachivi Vayevuzi. Okay. You're leaving Mitzrayim, you're going to go to a land, Zavos Holdvash, which is the land of the seven Amun, the seven indigenous people. A few psukim later, Lechein, go and Vasafta Zikni Yisrael, get the elders of Klal Yisrael, and what do you tell them? And what do you tell them, the Lashon? V'oymer, Ela Eschem Me'oni Mitzrayim, El Eretz Aknani Achitim, Eretz Zavos Holdvash. If you notice, I thought of Shmuel Alexander Unsdorfer, the Shver of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Sanzer Rebbe. It's a merdik diuk. When the Eivishter is speaking to Moshe, tell the people in Goshenland, there it says, first I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. El Eretz Rechol, Eretz Ovetz Chol Ovetvosh. Eretz Aknani Yachiti Amar Yavre. When you're going in Vasafta Zikni Yisrael, and you tell them that the Eivishter said, I'm taking you to the land of Knani Yachiti Amar Yavre. By the people, first comes Ovetz Chol Ovetvosh, and then comes the seven Amun. By speaking to Zikni Yisrael, first comes the seven. Why? Because the Rebbe of Melech, hey, that the seven, it's a skula, whenever a person faces the Yitzhara, always mention the seven nations. Right? To get out of the seven Midas Rois. That's the skula to free yourself, to liberate yourself, to be redeemed from all these Midas Megunas. That's the Avodah Sur Meirah. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a great Kabbalah to figure out. Zovas Cholov Udvash. It's geschmack. It's the pleasure in Yiddishkeit, whatever. That's Asay Toif. So therefore, says Rav Unsdorfer, when you're dealing with the Hamoyin, the people, the average Jew in the street in Goshenland, who's in Shval HaMatziv, first you tell them we're going from Mitzrayim, from this way, till Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash. Afterwards, after you've done your Asay Toif, your school mentor ready, now comes the Sur Meirah, Eretz Taknanehut. When you're dealing with Zikne Yisrael, the Anshei Maila, right? You tell them the Derech Lechatchila, first comes Sur Meirah, and then comes Asay Tov. The Eibush L'Helfen Taka, we should all have our Geula, Korvel, Nafshi, Geula, and we should be Zoich, Taka, Shvat stands for, what do I always say every year? Shmuz, Besuras, Tovis, Shomri, Borchim, Tarim. Nu, what else? Can't remember. Shomri, Borchim, Tarim. Nu. Whatever. And Abraham's health food, I could only hear the Surah's Tavis. Oh, yeah.